I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, August 31st. A trans rights rally was held at the Courthouse Square in downtown Dayton over the weekend. Organizers say their mission was to bring awareness to the harm that the trans community has faced from recent state and federal laws and policies. Danny Collenberg is the president of PFLAG Dayton. He says several issues affect trans people across the state.
I think the ongoing fight for gender-affirming care, the current drag ban that's going on, which is affecting the trans community by extension, still fighting for bathroom bills. There are so many pieces of legislation just in Ohio alone that are affecting the trans community specifically, but the LGBTQ plus community at large. And so when we're seeing those rights being impinged upon, like, for us, that's one, it's not okay, and for two, it's such a massive risk for the community as a whole.
Ariane Childry, the Ohio Democratic Party's Pride Caucus vice chair, spoke at the rally. She says she was there to stand up for trans Ohioans and remind people that trans people deserve the same liberty, justice, and rights as everyone else. Faith leaders and community members gathered in Springfield Sunday afternoon to show unity and protest immigration and customs enforcement activity in the city. For the Ohio Newsroom, Katie Genius reports.
Unshackle Springfield!
Hundreds of people gathered on the plaza in front of Springfield City Hall. There they held a potluck, sang songs, and spoke about the impact ICE arrests have had on the city. They called the event Unshackle Springfield. A spokesperson for the League of Haitian Pastors in Springfield, Pastor Bernadette Dordaminke, says the Haitian community deserves to be treated fairly.
When we speak on behalf of the immigrant community, we are not asking for privilege. We are asking for respect. We are asking for dignity. We are asking for human need.
The group also walked around City Hall seven times in reference to the biblical story of the fall of the city of Jericho. The gathering ended with calls for ICE to stop targeting the Haitian community in Springfield.
And in Springfield, construction is underway on new housing for low-income families there. Neighborhood Housing Partnership of Greater Springfield broke ground last week on its next single-family home development. The five new homes will be sold to low-income, first-time homebuyers. They're being built near Fulton Elementary School on Euclid Avenue. The project was financed by the Welcome Home Ohio State Program, federal funding that was passed down through the City of Springfield, and donations from the Crab Bill Family Foundation. The City of Dayton is asking residents and businesses to help keep litter and debris out of waterways through the adoption of a storm drain. After heavy rains rocked the region several weeks ago, Dayton storm drains saw more water carrying runoff directly to local streams and rivers. Debris, litter, and leaves can block storm drains, making local flooding worse. Participants in the Adopt a Drain program can help by clearing debris before and after heavy rains. Daytonians have already committed to adopting 176 storm drains. But more than 1,000 drains in Dayton's stormwater system still need someone to monitor them. More information on adoption is available at daytonohio.gov/adoptadrain. Indigenous leaders are speaking out after Donald Trump's executive order renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America. For WYSO, Sarah Leese from KOSU reports that one tribe in Oklahoma says the name change erases a part of their history from their homelands.
Billy Friend is the chief of the Wyandotte Nation, a tribe now headquartered in northeast Oklahoma, but with history in the Great Lakes region. Friend says the word Ontario predates both Canada and the U.S. and came from his ancestors' language, Wendat. Ontario means the lake is big or beautiful. Removing it without tribal consultation, Friend says, is disrespectful.
It's not about politics, it's about history. It's about respecting a tribal name and the people whose language gave that name to the lake.
Changing it, he says, is another act of forced removal and erasure. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
And Friend says the nation is planning to send a letter to Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum asking why the decision was made without consultation and requesting reconsideration. Summer has returned with hot temperatures expected all week, with highs today in the low 90s with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures mid-90s midweek with heat indices close to or a little bit over 100 degrees. No rain in the forecast, at least not until the end of the week. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, August 31st. I'm Mike Fraser.